This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and it's good to be with you today. I've got a message from the Bible. Trust it will be a blessing to the hearers. I want to read in the Old Testament and then the New Testament. First reading is in Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor." And then verse 20. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. And the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And then a verse in Hebrews chapter 11, and verse 30, it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days." We have been going through Hebrews chapter 11 and noticing characters of faith in the New Testament. And today we come to Joshua and the children of Israel and the conquest of Jericho. Joshua was the leader of the Israelites at this time. And it's interesting to notice that the name Joshua means Jehovah is salvation. And we come over to the New Testament, and the name Jesus in the New Testament is the equivalent. His name means Jehovah is salvation, for indeed he is Jehovah, and he is salvation to all who trust in him. In Joshua chapter 6, Joshua and the Israelites experienced a mighty victory in a very strange way. Jericho was a fortified city, but the walls and gates meant that the inhabitants were kept inside for destruction, and those walls and those gates couldn't keep the Israelites out of the city. And after the strange thing of the Israelites marching around the city for 6 days, they marched around in silence, but the priests were blowing trumpets. And after 6 days of marching around the city, and then on the seventh day, they marched around the city for seven times. And at the end of that, there was the shout of the people and the blowing of the trumpets, and the walls fell flat. It was a very strange way to capture a city. We would normally think of capturing a city, it would be by military might and by ammunition, but not this time, as we read in Joshua chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30 says that it was by faith that the walls fell down. God had given his word as to what needed to be done. God gave his word. His word was understood, but his word had to be obeyed if there was going to be victory for the Israelites. And indeed, it is the same today. Think of the gospel story that tells us that we have all sinned against God, and God must punish all sin as he is righteous. But God has had a plan, and the plan of God has centered in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God sent his Son here. His Son lived without sin, but God sent him to the cross to take the punishment for sin. And the plan of salvation is that all who trust in Christ receive salvation, and they will never perish. We can think of the loud shout that Christ gave on the cross at Calvary. Just before he died on the cross, he gave that loud shout, and we remember what he said. He said, "It is finished." And then he committed his spirit to his Father, and he died. And that wonderful "It is finished" cry of Christ at the cross, it was a great cry of victory. It was victory for him, and it was victory for all who trust in him. God gave the victory in the Old Testament when that great shout was made at the city of Jericho. And the greater victory has been won for us on the cross at Calvary. And we think of that cry, "It is finished." And at that point, there was so much that was finished, things that were never finished before. No one else could ever have rightfully said, "It is finished." When we think of the Old Testament way of worship, when we think of the sacrifices and the repetition of the sacrifices for many, many years, there was no offerer of sacrifices who could say, "It is finished." There was no priest who could say, "It is finished." There was no high priest who could say, "It is finished," because it had to be repeated again and again and again. But here, after many, many years of sacrifices, many, many years of the coming to the tabernacle and coming to the temple of the children of Israel, finally, one man on a cross at Calvary, that man being the Son of God himself, having completed all that God wanted him to do, having offered that sacrifice for sins once for all on the cross at Calvary, he could say, "It is finished." And because there was no more to do, he gave his spirit to his Father and he died. But how good to remember that he didn't stay dead, for 3 days later he rose again from the dead. And there were many witnesses who saw him after his resurrection, and then God took him up to heaven. And we need Jesus Christ as our Savior. The Bible is very clear that the victory is not in ourselves. We cannot rescue ourselves from our sinful condition. We cannot have spiritual victory in our lives through our own power, our own efforts. All must come from God himself. And it does come from God in the person of the Son of God. He who said, "If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed." And so today, what a message this is. It's a message of victory for all who will believe. Here we find in Hebrews 11 and verse 30, it says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days." It wasn't in any great power that these people had. We don't read of great ammunition that they had to go against the people of Jericho. But it simply says here it was by faith. The faith that believed what God could do. And that was true in the Old Testament. And it's also true for us today. And indeed the Bible would tell us that we are to cease our own labors if we are going to have the victory, because our faith needs to be in the one who has completed the work of salvation. And the gospel story today, the message of the gospel, is not telling us what we must do for God. There are many religions in the world today, and although the religions of this world have got many differences, yet in this way, they are all the same. They all tell people what they need to do to be pleasing to their God so that their God might accept them. But the gospel is different from that. It's not telling us what we need to do for God that he might accept us. No, it tells us what God has done for us, what God has done for us in the person of his own Son. And it's because of what he has done for us through coming to God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can find acceptance with God. We remember the words of Christ in John 14 and verse 6 when he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." We do need to come to the Father. We need to come to God. We know where he is. We know what his place is. It's there in heaven. And tragically, many people try to come there in the way that they think is best. But the scripture is very clear, and Christ is very clear when he said, "I am the way." He said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." So let's not try to come any other way, but come through the way of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And if we do, then we will find that we have forgiveness of sins. We find that we have acceptance with God. We find that we have a place in God's family. We find that we will have a place in God's heaven. So we remember the words of Hebrews 9 and verse 30. It says, "By faith." Thank you for listening to the message. If you would like to contact me, about the message today, you're welcome to do so on my email address, rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.